Welcome to Life and Fatherhood, the podcast where new dads like you find community, insight, and practical tips to navigate the incredible journey of fatherhood. I'm your host, Lonzo Williams Jr., and I'm here to bring you valuable conversations with fellow dads who share their wisdom and experience. Whether you're looking for advice, inspiration, or just a place to connect with other fathers, you are in the right place. Ready to dive in? Let's get started. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Life and Fatherhood. I am your host, Alonzo Williams Jr., and today I have a really cool episode, something that I think is going to spice it up for, you know, date night. It's going to be really exciting for family night, something that, you know, I'm sure you're already doing, but we could push it a bit further. And that topic that we're going to be talking about today is, of course, embracing new experiences, you know, with the family, you know, the power of new experiences, creating stronger bonds with your family, right? So, you know, let's start it off with the big why, you know what I mean? Like, why should you make it a point to learn new things as a family? And, you know, hey, I'm glad you asked. One of the things that makes it so powerful is that it does create a shared experience. It creates a core memory for, you know, your kids, for you, for your spouse, your partner. You know, these are moments you'll look back on years from now. And, you know, the inside jokes, the little funny fails, you know, just the different discoveries that you never saw coming, they're going to be close to your heart as you continue on through this journey of life. Another cool thing about, you know, creating those new experiences, you know, through trying different things, is that it models curiosity and growth for your kids. When they see, you know, you and mommy trying new things, you know, especially things that you're just not really good at, things that you kind of have to work at, really put real effort into, you know, it does show them that learning is valuable and that it's okay to step outside of their comfort zone, so that way they can grow and, you know, be better humans, right? And of course, like I just said, you know, it deepens your relationships, right? It deepens the relationship amongst all of you, you know, with every single outing, every single new experience you're going to walk away from and like, oh man, I remember when, you know, me and, you know, my firstborn, we tried hang gliding together for the first time. And it was just like, man, we both didn't want to do it, but we decided to do it. And it was like, man, you know, we're not going to do it again, but, you know, we did it together and it actually was fun, you know, something like that. You know, moments like that, that really do create long-lasting memories. So here's a couple suggestions that, you know, you could implement to your family just to get things started, get creative juices flowing. One of them is taking a class together, right? It could be a cooking class, like a family cooking class. You know, you all could go. It could be like, you know, different pastries or different dishes. It might be Italian cuisines or maybe even something, you know, Brazilian dishes or, you know, whichever one that you want to choose. At the end of the day, it's your list. You know, you get to choose how you guys want to go about it. It's going to open up your family to different cultures, different way of preparing food. You'll see ways of cooking a dish that you never even thought of, the history of it, just so many different ways that your mind could grow and expand and, you know, you all be better from it together. Another thing you all could do is visiting different art museums. You know, I, for one, I'm not really big on art, but that is something that I do want to do with my family in the near future. You know, I live here in Atlanta, and, you know, we do have, you know, a good bit of museums all throughout the city. And that's something I most definitely want to do with my kids, just to expose them to, hey, look at all the different art pieces that came from different artists and what inspired them, and hearing other people's stories and just letting them know, like, you know, hey, you know, people all over the world have a unique perspective, and so do you. You know, this could be you, you know. You could put something impactful out into the world as well. And that goes same thing for you, Dad. I mean, you know, you might be thinking, oh, he's going to an art museum, but you might see a piece that strikes you at your core. And it's like, man, I could be, you know, making an even better shift than I'm doing now, you know. Another thing you could do, of course, the most obvious one that a lot of people do, and I love to do this, my personal favorites, is trying a new restaurant. You know, trying a new restaurant, not the same old, you know, let's try a different Mexican restaurant or a different hibachi place, but a genuine new restaurant, the cuisine and a different type of food choice that you never even thought of, right? Now, that one, of course, if you know, you have, if you're a picky eater or if you're just not really into that type of thing, then hey, you know, to each his own. Most definitely want to encourage you to step outside your comfort zone. Hey, if you're not really, if you're a meat eater, try a nice vegan restaurant. Hey, that counts too. But you can at least try with your family and say, hey, you know, you might discover something new. Like say you go to a vegan spot and you and your wife don't like it, but your kids love it. You know, it's like, oh, wow, okay, I guess our kids like vegan food, you know. I mean, hey, you know, I guess they'll be healthier, I guess, you know. But just learning something new about your own kids just from going to a different food spot, right? Getting to learn different parts, aspects of their personalities in these different places is be a very, very cool and beautiful thing to see, right? Another thing to look into is starting a family bucket list. You know, just sitting down a few times throughout the year and just say, hey, what is it that we want to do as a family to create an even deeper bond and deeper memories? Like, where do we want to go? What do we want to try? What do we want to see? Who do we want to see? You know, all these different things that will help us, you know, expand our cultural horizons, right? I think that's something that, you know, you will enjoy. Kids, of course, will enjoy, and just everybody be better from it, right? Now, with that being said, I do also want to advise against some things that can be traps that keep you from experiencing these new found enjoyments with your family. One of them is falling into old routines. It can be very, very easy to say, what do you want to do today? I don't know. I don't really feel like going there. I don't really feel like doing that. Okay, well, let's just go to the movies, right? Not falling back into the old routine, old habits of what we typically do as a family, but saying, hey, nah, like this is something that we decided to do. Let's do it. Let's give it a shot. And if we don't like it, we could always just leave, right? No pressure really, you know. If anything, we know as a family that, hey, you know what? We don't like the opera. You know, we tried the opera. We were there for a few minutes. We didn't like it. Hey, we don't like the opera. But at least you know. You know, so, hey, simple as that. Another one is fear. Don't want fear to be a determining factor for anything, especially if we're talking about beautiful memories, once-in-a-lifetime memories with the family. Don't let, you know, if it's a fear of heights, that's a whole nother thing, but don't let fear steal your enjoyment. Okay. Another thing to keep an eye on as far as, you know, warnings that can really hurt the opportunity of, you know, seeing the world really is overcommitting. You know, don't feel like you need to pack your schedule with all these new experiences every weekend, right? You could just start small, you know, like one new activity a month is a great way to get the ball rolling. It's a great way to get the creative juices in your mind flowing and seeing, you know, hey, you know, that was pretty cool. Like, what else is there out there that's like that? Or, you know, okay, that was really cool. What about this? You know, what about this festival? You know, we went to, you know, one thing that we did last year as a family that, you know, we had never done before, we went to a family farm and went strawberry picking, right? That was something that was really, really cool. Didn't really know that it was going to be that fun. You know, they had a whole bunch of stuff. We saw it was what was it? It was got on this like really, really big tractor, and they took us through the farm. We got to see like the land that they had. Got to see the cow, all the cows that they had, up close, personal. It was really, really cool. Got to see different farm animals, different petting zoos. The boys enjoyed it. And you know, of course, the strawberries were A1, you know. And I really mean that, it was A1, like the best strawberries I ever had. But yeah, you know, that was just something like that. It just really changed how we saw family time together. You know, just something like that. Okay. And of course, you know, just a couple of actionable steps here that I wanted to, you know, bring to attention, so that way you can get the ball rolling for you and your family. Is like I said, pick one new experience. Doesn't have to be extremely challenging, but it does have to be slightly outside your comfort zone. It has does have to be something that you're just not typically used to doing, but to have some type of curiosity with. Well, let's try it. You know, that's the biggest thing. You want to say that? Okay, let's try it. You know, nothing wrong with that. Another big one, plan it together. Okay. It would be wise to not just go in that, hey, you all Friday night, this is where we're going. No, we're not. You know, they're gonna look at you like, no, we're not. We already got plans to go over here. Don't you remember? It's like, oh, well, I don't know, da da da. So plan it together, makes it more real, keeps everybody accountable. And it adds to that enjoyment. You know, it adds to that anticipation of, okay, yeah, we're gonna go do this. We're gonna try this. Another big one to end it off is, hey, always reflect after. So after the activity, whatever it is, or the event, you know, talk about it. You know, talk about what you learned and what you enjoyed, what you didn't enjoy. You know, this turned the experience into a real meaningful memory. And like I said, we reinforced the values of just trying new things. Okay. And so, with that being said, I want to thank you for tuning in. Hey, until next time, I want you all to stay curious, stay present, and keep leading your family with love. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to Life and Fatherhood. I hope today's episode gave you some valuable insight and new ideas for your own fatherhood journey. For more tips, blogs, and downloadable resources to support your wellness and leadership at home, visit lifeandfatherhood.com. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoy the show. Until next time, keep leading and embracing every moment of fatherhood.